Computers behaving badly. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now it's Spain complaining that the U.S. is tapping private phone calls. 60 million phone calls in Spain allegedly tracked by the NSA last December. Add that to the French calls we monitored and the German chancellor's cell phone, which we apparently tapped, and suddenly, President Obama isn't the benign leader Europe once loved. But the president's biggest defender in this turns out to be a Republican, Representative Mike Rogers, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee. On CNN, he said those allegations that we gathered information on millions of French phone calls.
This was about a counterterrorism program that had nothing to do with French citizens. And I would argue, by the way, if the French citizens knew exactly what that was about, they would be applauding and popping champagne corks.
And as for tapping German Chancellor Angela Merkel's cell phone, he said that even though Germany is a friend, we must keep in mind the lessons of the 1930s.
In the 1930s, we decided we were going to kind of turn off our ability to even listen to friends. Well, look what happened in the 30s, the rise of fascism, the rise of communism, the rise of imperialism, and we didn't see any of it.
Yeah, we just want to make sure our friends aren't incubating another Hitler over there. I'm sure our German allies will appreciate hearing that. And so, the president's second term seems to be at the mercy of two computer systems, a huge computerized surveillance system collecting too much personal information, and a huge computerized healthcare exchange which refuses to collect any. Our spy computers can track millions of phone calls all over the world, but our healthcare computers choke on your address and your birthday. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.